The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Of what's on your mind and keeping you safe on the highways is what's on our mind this hour. Trooper Talk. Looking forward to a conversation today with one of our friends from the North Dakota Highway Patrol this hour on the program, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. To start the hour here at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part this hour by our friends at PetroServe USA. And remember, those are the folks that are connecting North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and helping America fuel better with 100% American-made fuels, which, of course, powers North Dakota's main streets when you connect those two. Plus, when you stop in and fill up, you can also get a great deal on the 4-for-4 special that's all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. That's a hot stuff pizza, your choice, personal pan, hot stuff pizza. You can do the breakfast pizza in the morning, or, you know, the pepperoni, the sausage, cheese. You take your pick of all the goodies. But you get not only the pizza, you get the pizza, the coffee or the soda, 20-ounce fountain pop, and two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. That's a special at PetroServe USA locations, one of our fine sponsors of the program today. And we thank them for helping us bring you this program. 800-228-0550 is, again, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And we welcome to the program Tom Iverson, Sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, to talk a little bit about the upcoming holiday season, the summer driving season, rather. And Monday is a holiday, Memorial Day. That means more people will be on the roads. And, of course, summer brings more people on the roads. So it's time to remind you that we want you to be safe out there. Sergeant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on today, Scott.
Always appreciate our opportunities to chat with you, and look forward to a conversation today. I've quoted you recently in a couple of articles that talked about fatal crashes recently, and it was the following quote: over 90% of our fatal crashes are behavior-related. We need to start making better decisions. Those are conscious decisions that drivers are making that are leading to these fatal crashes. We go out there and work day in and day out. That's you and your fellow troopers and law enforcement. But if people aren't making the right choices, we're going to struggle. So if I handed you a magic wand today, as we talk to many motorists that are, crisscrossing the area today, and will, Memorial Weekend and throughout the summer, what would you use it to do? What on those behavior related issues is the biggest concern for you and fellow troopers?
Well, you know, some of the big hitters are seatbelt usage, speeding, some intersection violations, alcohol usage also is in there. So those are all things that we make a conscious decision to partake in or neglect doing, such as wearing your seatbelt. And I just kind of wanted to drive home the fact with that statement that you quoted me on earlier, that, you know, when we're out there working out on the road, we can issue one ticket after another, but the people really need to take it upon themselves to take it seriously and abide by those laws. You know, without them doing that, we're just gonna struggle year to year. So we ask for the partnership of the public also.
You know, what really struck me about your statement is that we're the problem here. You know, I mean, obviously, we tend to talk about road construction, or we talk about increased traffic, or we talk about, and all of that's relative. Certainly, there's road construction here, but there's road construction in a lot of places. There's a lot of traffic in some parts, different than, say, 4, 5, 6 years ago in the oil patch, as an example, and growing all the time, but nothing compared to the, you know, the slowest time in the Minneapolis metro or something, you know, not far down the road. So, in other words, what we have here, they have other places, but, you know, this can be fixed. These numbers can go down if human behavior changes.
Yep, they definitely can. Yep, you know, if we start seeing an increase of our seatbelt usage, those most fatal numbers are bound to go down. I mean, when when a large majority, I shouldn't say large majority, but when a large number of our fatal crashes, the people are not wearing their seatbelts. I would like to believe that they would still be here today if they had those on.
There's a couple of stories that came over the weekend of some fatal accidents. One by Hillsboro on Trail County 17. And a 51-year-old driver who's now been charged with a DUI in an accident that killed a 23-year-old girl and a 21-year-old girl involved in a rollover crash on, as I mentioned, Trail County 17 over the weekend. Another accident where a fellow said, I reached for a pack of cigarettes, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm in the ditch. And in the middle of a rollover. Again, prime example. One case drinking, another, what do you call reaching for a pack of cigarettes? Just distracted driving, right?
Yep, you bet. Yep, that's distracted driving.
So here we go. Just a couple of things where, you know, you'd think, okay, well, I don't mean to laugh. I just, obviously, in the case of reaching for a pack of cigarettes, I bet that individual will be the first one to say, what was I thinking, right? But,
yep.
Maybe just by simply talking about it, those are the kind of things that you respond to and find happen every single day, isn't it, sir?
You know what it is, and it's hard to cut out all distractions in a vehicle. I mean, we all have numerous distractions in our vehicle, whether it's cell phone usage, monkeying with the radio, reaching for a pack of cigarettes, you know. It's hard to eliminate all those, but if we can just stop for a minute and then think about some of those things that we're doing and, you know, maybe hold off doing those until we get to where we're going. You know, we're definitely going to save some lives, and you might get to where you're going instead of getting into a crash that day.
Yeah, here's the story. A Fargo man injured himself and two others when he reached for cigarettes while driving early this morning. North Dakota Highway Patrol says John Randall, 31, heading north on I-29 around 6 a.m. when he reached for his cigarettes and a lighter, and his car drifted into the median. Troopers say Randall overcorrected and rolled his car. Two women passengers injured and taken to Central Hospital for treatment, a 23-year-old, a 21-year-old, expected to recover. Randall was treated at the scene for injuries, been charged with a traffic violation. Vehicle was a total loss about 15 miles south of Fargo. You hear about the overcorrection a lot there as well. Obviously, when we do something, like that, you know, the first reaction is to sort of panic a little bit, isn't it? Any advice in that regard?
You know what? That is very hard. Like you just said, your first initial reaction, and it's almost instinct that you're going to want to jerk the wheel back onto the roadway. Maybe you slipped off the shoulder of the roadway a little bit, and you can feel yourself maybe slipping down in the snow. Your first initial reaction is to jerk it back to the left. You know, just remember that that's not what you want to do. If you can maybe think about those things, always keep that in the back of your mind. Maybe that'll help. You know, just take it down into the ditch. You know, slow down, hit the brakes versus swerving back to the left or whatever direction you're traveling. Sometimes difficult to do, though.
Yeah, I would think speed would be the big thing, right? Rather than just continue to, you know, because we've all done it, where you look up and you go, "What happened there?" In a nanosecond, you're all of a sudden where you ought not be, and your first reaction is want to get back quickly, but maybe slowly apply the brake rather than swerve back, you know, into the lane, right?
Yep, you bet. That'd be my suggestion. Slowly get on the brakes and try your best not to swerve back. It's, you know, maybe the road has a little lip there on the shoulder. It's going to create an issue when you try to get back on the dry pavement there, and your vehicle's going to start fishtailing probably.
36.1 million Americans are going to travel 50 miles or more during the Memorial Day weekend, which, by the way, is the busiest for travel in almost 10 years. So a lot of folks headed back out there, and a good opportunity to remind you just to be safe when you're out there and follow some of those rules of the road. You mentioned seat belts first when I asked you earlier if you had a magic wand, what you could get folks to do. You know, what percentage of accidents that you pull up responding to these days have a motorist that's not buckled up?
You know, just looking at our fatal numbers here, 47% of our fatalities so far this year are not wearing their seatbelt. So it's typically right around half year to year. I think we are gaining more of a compliance rate across the state. Our percentages are going up. But on these fatals, they're holding steady right around that 50% mark. That's something that we can make a direct impact if we start wearing our seatbelts. It's what year is it now? It's 2014. I think we should maybe think about start wearing our seatbelts now.
Yeah, and it is amazing, those statistics, when you talk about, you know, the amount of fatal accidents that don't include somebody wearing a, you know, a seatbelt. It really is unbelievable. It's just, again, one of those problems that's fixable. It's us. It's just a behavior thing that just is whatever. So if you, God forbid, you do get in an accident, your chance of not surviving that accident through the roof without a seatbelt, and your stats prove that out, Sergeant.
Yep, I mean, definitely.
50%. Oh, my gosh. All right. John at Fargo has a question on texting and driving. And we actually had a call earlier for you as well about how the troopers or law enforcement officials can avoid distracted driving while watching for drivers who are driving while distracted. Sounds like a riddle. But anyway, we'll give Sergeant Tom Iverson a chance to answer that. Any questions or comments you have? Any concerns you have about fellow motorists out there? Any questions you have about do's and don'ts? Good time to ask them on trip today at 800-228-0550. John Fargo, you're next when we come back.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. At PetroServe USA, it's everyone's 4 for $4. Get a fresh-baked single-topping hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, and a 20-ounce pop, just $4. And register weekly because PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Be one of the 100 winners. Save on 32-ounce Powerade, just 79 cents. Hershey Standard Bars, 69 cents. And 3.25-ounce Jack Link's Jerky, $3.99.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sergeant Tom Iverson with the North Dakota Highway Patrol with us today. Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind. We'll be broadcasting live much of the week from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Pat Fink will be sitting in for me on Wednesday from the show. Looking forward to that. Actually, graduation. We got a senior graduate and a fifth grade graduate this year in the Hammond House. So a busy week. I had the open house on Saturday for our oldest, and the actual graduation is on Wednesday. So how about that middle of the week graduation? Yeah. So we have the, you know, the luncheon and the, you know, the baccalaureate and all the different things going on. So anyway, I will be unavoidably detained, unfortunately, during the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, but you'll be in good hands with Pat Finkett on Wednesday and, of course, broadcasting tomorrow as well as Thursday. Thursday, the keynote is Sean Hannity. Mark your calendars for that. I believe you can still get tickets for that, by the way, for just the Sean Hannity speech. That is about 9:30 on Thursday. And find out more and the whole agenda at WBPCND.org. All right, let's see. John and Grant, or John and Fargo first, then John and Grand Forks and others. Welcome for Trooper Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol with us, taking your questions and comments today. 800-228-0550. John Fargo, you're first up. Go ahead.
Morning, Trooper. Question. Does the technology, and I'm sure it exists, to make cell phones inoperable when they're in a moving vehicle?
You know what? I'm assuming that technology does exist. I attended some training, would have been last year, but a little over a year ago, and this topic did come up on a national level, and that's something that is going to be very hard to proceed with due to the fact that it would potentially cut out emergency operations or emergency calls that someone would need to make. I'm sure there's probably a workaround of that, but the answer I was given is that they're real hesitant to completely deactivate a cell phone while in a vehicle. But would it solve the issue of texting while driving? Yeah, it definitely would.
Well, that is my personal opinion, just driving up and down the roads of Fargo every day, which I do quite a bit, texting is a nightmare. And people reading their phones or playing games or whatever, it's a nightmare. I'm sure that texting or reading or doing whatever people do, and it's unbelievable what they do. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything, but it is a nightmare. And they got to do something about it. Because,
yep. No, I definitely agree. I definitely agree with
that. Just take anybody. Just take a drive down 13th Avenue South in Fargo, any time of day, and don't do it yourself. You'll be too busy looking at people. Just have your passenger watch and see how many people are bobbing their head up and down, reading, writing, or they're weaving. I think that is the amount of damage and wasted time created is a nightmare. They have to address that somehow.
Here's one issue I anecdotally could say exactly what John is, and sounds like you agree, Sergeant, that you see a lot of it. What I'm surprised at is if we look at how many people text, if you look at the amount of texts sent and received over the last even 5 years, every year just, you know, continues to quadruple, right? Yet the amount of accidents does not go up by that amount. So, you know, it seems as though while there's some, you know, obviously offenders, and whether you're reaching for, you know, a pack of cigarettes like the guy that I told you about earlier that rolled, or you're texting and driving, it's still distracted driving. Do you see a correlating increase in the amount of accidents that you're responding to that are a result of texting? It just seems to me that that connection is not there.
Yep, very good question, very good point. I would say that it is going up. The only problem with reporting that and getting that necessarily on paper is the fact that a majority of people are not willing to admit to you that they were texting on their cell phone, and that's what led to the crash. Yeah, we can go through the process of getting a subpoena for that cell phone and such. But
Fifth Amendment, most people aren't going to say a word in their
own. But do we have that many more
incrimination?
Do we have that many more accidents, I guess, is my question.
Oh yeah, yep. Our property damage crashes, injury crashes, fatal crashes, they're all soaring.
They're all okay. So yep. they would correspond with the increase in texting. I got it. And so if it were up to you, would you say, hey, that function should be disabled if the car is moving? If you could disable texting while driving?
Yeah, if you could disable texting while driving, I guess I don't see why, I'm trying to come up with an excuse, I guess, of why you would need to text while that vehicle is moving. You know, maybe you're a passenger in the vehicle.
I was just going to say, you bring the, now you get the ACLU involved because they're going to say, hey, you could have, you know, seven passengers in here, all of whom should have the right to text just because the driver can't, but...
Yep, it makes it a little tricky to deal with that. In a perfect world, yeah, I would agree with getting rid of it. So
does the technology exist? Yeah, because, in fact, they sell devices. I don't know if they're legal. They're probably not. Or if you're in, like, a New York subway and you get tired of the person next to you talking in their conversation, you can jam their phone. So the technology exists, yes.
No, very good discussion. Texting and driving is a huge topic, not only North Dakota, national-wide level. There's going to be more and more changes when it comes to texting and driving. More and more education, educating the people of the dangers of it. You know, kind of like drinking and driving. We all know it's dangerous. You know, I think we need to educate people on texting and driving also.
John and Grand Forks for the Trooper. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yes. About age 52, when I swam across the river from Minnesota to live in Grand Forks, I was not pleased to find out to get my North Dakota license, I had to take a driving written test. But, you know, that was the best thing that ever happened to me because, you know, from age 16 to 52, boy, you can learn... You could not remember a lot of the good rules of the road. Is, you know, people reading the book or taking a written test periodically ever been talked about? Because I found it very beneficial.
You know what? There are programs out there where we do come in, and the Highway Patrol has been a part of those. You know, the AARP group, they do a great job of getting together and discussing these laws. We'll go in as a trooper and kind of give a safety presentation to answer different questions. But I'm not aware of anything that's, you know, legislatively mandated as a law to where we need to go in periodically other than when you go in and renew your license. But I don't believe there's any testing at that point.
Yeah, you don't even have to do it to renew your license.
No, it's a very good point. A lot of laws change throughout the years, and you know, it's nice to have a good reminder once in a while, even if you don't have to take the entire class. Just a nice reminder on some of the things to pay attention to and some of the things to refrain from.
Appreciate the call, John. Anything else before I let you go? Thank you, sir. Let's see. Chuck in Minot wants to ask about unsecured loads, but we're pretty close to the break here, so I don't want to start there. Chuck, hang on. Joe in Minot has a question for you as well. Gordy in Fargo, too. So all across the board here. And others welcome at 800-228-0550. When you call, by the way, you can press 1, leave your message, a question, comment, and we'll play it for the trooper. Otherwise, press 2 and hang on. We'll get you in queue to ask your question and any follow-ups with Sergeant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hinnon. Glad to have you along. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That's the number you call if you have a question or comment for, in this case, Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And Monday brings Memorial Day, and that means a lot of folks Thursday, Friday are going to be heading out on the highways. In fact, they say the busiest the highways have been in the United States in the last 10 years for this holiday weekend, kicking off the summer and a lot of driving. So good opportunity to remind you of the rules of the road and be careful. Anything out there that concerns you, let us know. 800-228-0550. Chuck in Minot's been waiting to weigh in on a question for Sergeant Iverson, Trooper Talk today. Go ahead, Chuck. What's up?
Yes, thank you very much for having the troopers on your show. I really appreciate it. I think every single listener really appreciates that, too. One of the things that hit home here is these unsecured loads, things blowing out of the back of regular trucks, commercial loads, just things unsecured blowing all over the place. In other states, they're pretty heavy-handed about such things. I don't know what our rules and regulations are here, but everybody I've talked to has almost had an encounter with something blowing off of a truck or something. I was wondering, what are the rules, and is there a possibility, is it feasible to looking at putting a little bit more sharper teeth in those regulations? I'll take my answer off the air so someone else can get on the line there.
Yeah, very good question. This topic does come up pretty much every legislative session. Your concern is definitely valid. You know, you get a lot of, I don't mean to be picking on gravel haulers at all, but maybe you're falling behind a gravel truck and a few chunks are coming off of the vehicle. It takes out some windshields. Definitely a concern of ours. You know, the law in North Dakota is that any vehicle that's driven on the road needs to be constructed or loaded as to prevent its contents from dropping, sifting, leaking, or otherwise escaping from the vehicle. You know, there's some exceptions to dropping the sand from DOT trucks and such. So it needs to be covered up to prevent that from coming off of the vehicle. You know, there's cases where or certain vehicles that they're not required to have it tarped. If the load can stay on the vehicle, the tarp does not need to be on there. So definitely a concern. It does come up legislative session. So I don't mean to be passing the buck, but if you feel strongly about it, you know, contacting your legislator and letting them know you're concerned with it.
And is this rise to a level of something that does need additional? Do you need extra tools that you don't have now? Is this more of a problem because of maybe not enough penalties or not enough tools in your toolbox to make sure it gets stopped?
No, I don't think so. I think the laws is pretty well spelled out. The fee for it is standard amongst other typical violations. So I don't think there would be much success on trying to really put some extreme teeth to that, maybe versus some of the other violations, but that it definitely warrants some more looking into.
All right, another Minot caller, Joe, with a question for our guest, Sergeant Tom Iverson. Go ahead for the trooper, Joe.
Hey, Scott, Mr. Iverson, good morning.
All right.
I'm probably going to get struck by lightning. I got a couple questions here, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit to the farmers. With a lot of this big equipment nowadays, and I travel quite a bit of the highways, byways here in North Dakota, and it's everywhere. You got this big equipment going up and down these highways and township roads, and these young, old, or, you know, a lot of these people ain't even aware of what this stuff is until they come up on it when they're going 56, and boom, it's only going 20. We got $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 tractor combines, no lights going, no nothing. And I was just wondering, what is the rules and regulations? I mean, we got a commercial vehicle going down the highway pulling a 20-foot trailer, 10 feet wide, and he's lit up like a Christmas tree, and he's got pilot cars and stuff like that, you know. And another question was, when they come out of these fields and they leave tremendous amount of wet berms of mud, you know, on these highways, and then you hit them or they're uncuffing traffic and so forth, so... appreciate your work, and I'll take your answer offline. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, another good question. A lot of good points there. You know, our commercial motor vehicle industry is very heavily regulated on a federal basis, also on a state basis. So there are laws, rules, and regulations set forth on the permits that these vehicles need, the width restrictions, weight restrictions, lighting up the vehicle. Like you said, they are very well lit. I guess on the flip side of that, the farming industry in North Dakota, we are still a rural state, pride ourselves on farming. Implements of husbandry is what they're referred to as within the North Dakota Century Code, and they are exempt from the width restrictions on the roadways. So they need to get their tractors, combines to and from, and a lot of times it requires driving them on a road with other passenger vehicles. As it sits right now, they need to, you know, have some warning lights on the equipment when going down the roadway. But other than that, they're exempt from the other width restrictions, so they can go down the roadway. And other than that, there's no other way that law enforcement can deal with it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's go back on the other end of the state. Fargo, Gordy, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gordy.
Hey, Scott. This the whole thing about the texting and driving and the call, the cell phone and driving, I think it's the classic case of if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Why try and stop people that are just out there doing business from doing business? Why not make it easier for them? Get a heads-up display that goes away if they get close to something. We've got the technology to do all this wonderful stuff. Why not make it easier for people to do what they need to do while they're in their car? I drive 70,000 miles a year. If I had to pull over every time I needed to take a phone call or send a text, I'd never get anywhere. You know, why not make it easier for people to be productive during that time in their vehicle when they're driving out in the middle of nowhere in western North Dakota? There's nobody within 20 miles of them on the highway, and you're supposed to pull over and answer a text. You know, why? The problem is when you have these kids that they're going to do it anyway, no matter what. So they're looking down in their lap because they don't want some police officer to see them sending that text? Why not put it up in front of them on the dashboard, on the windshield, so they can see what they're doing? If it's a text, it should go to verbal so they can talk the text and have it answer that person. You know, all that technology is getting so much better. I don't understand why we just don't make it easier instead of trying to outlaw it and then make everybody a criminal.
There is Siri, by the way, the Apple feature where you can talk, you talk into the device and it translates it for you.
Personally, the Apple feature is worthless. The Google one is actually pretty good. It still gets some words wrong here and there, but I've seen people fight with their Siri all day long. And I'm just such not a big Apple fan at all, you know. But
I actually like it. It
works pretty good.
Works pretty good, but it's. I've also seen some of the things Ford has done with Sync. Anyway, to the larger point, Trooper Tom from Gordy, are you okay with the technology evolving and allowing use of these devices if it avoids the driver being distracted?
Well, absolutely. If it can avoid the driver being distracted, I think we need to be open minded to this and look at the bigger picture. Are people going to continue to do it?
How do we define that, I guess? Taking your eyes off the road?
Yeah.
If it doesn't take your eyes off the road, you're not distracted then, I guess, right?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of studies out there, showing that talking on your cell phone is a huge distraction. Not only do you have your hand, I guess, up to your head? You got one hand off the wheel, I guess. But it's also taking away your cognitive brain power of searching the road, being on the lookout for things. You may think that you're scanning the road properly, but you really are not. I don't know. That's a hard one to answer. There is a lot of technology out there and a lot of things that could potentially allow people someday down the road to maybe send a message that's not going to require any pushing of buttons or anything like that. But getting back to the one comment that the caller made about how, the younger generation or people are going to do it anyway, well, maybe to a certain extent there will be a percentage of people that will do it anyway, but that's with anything we do. You know, drinking and driving, we argue, well, people are going to do it anyway, but we still need to enforce those laws. We still need to educate the people about the ultimate danger behind it. It's about saving lives, keeping people safe.
Thanks, Gordy. Appreciate the call. Bob and Ray, you're next on What's on Your Mind for the Trooper.
Yes. Just a note about a refresher course. I think that's a great idea. As a farmer, I've got a restricted pesticide license that I have to renew every 6 years. You don't have to retest, but in order to maintain your license every 6 years, you've got to go through and sit through a 2 to 3 to 4 hour course of what's new and what concerns us. And I think that would be a great idea for drivers, because I know myself, I'm middle-aged, I took my license test when I was 14. A lot of things have changed, and I think it would be a great idea, not necessarily to retest, but just to periodically have to sit through a refresher course. And that's basically what I have to say.
Yep, there's entities out there that do offer such things as defensive driving courses, and the incentive behind those is that you can get an insurance premium reduction off of your personal vehicle. So that's the incentive to take that, but there's no state mandate that forces you to take that class, unless, of course, you're convicted of something, then you can be mandated to take it. But
I think it would be a good idea to have it mandated. In order to retain your license so many years, you'd have to sit through a refresher course, and I think it would do us all good. We all are creatures of habit, and sometimes...
Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a bunch. So I got to keep moving here. Mike and Bowman, quickly, your question.
Yeah, we're all gravel down here, and I'm just double-checking. If something flies off your tires, rocks, it's not your truck's problem, right?
Very good statement. If the rock or something is coming from the roadway and kicked up from the vehicle, you can't help that. That's kind of an act of God, I guess. But if it's coming from off of your vehicle, then it's the driver's responsibility.
Right.
We've been empty, running down the road and on gravel road and meet someone while they blame you for chipping their window.
Yep. Nope. That's not your fault.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks. Wayne in Watford City when we come back. A couple off-air calls, too. We'll wrap up with the Trooper next on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I would just like to thank the troopers. I travel alone on the road quite often, and I am much relieved when I see trooper cars. I wish I could see more of them, and I just want to thank you for all your hard work and the hours you put in away from your family, weekends, holidays, and all that. I just wish there was something you could do when you're going down the highway. You've got your cruise set for 70 or 75. whichever road you're on, and you're passing someone, and these other vehicles come flying up behind you, and they're so close to you that you can't even see their grill, and you know they're not doing the speed limit. Is there something that could be done? They don't even give you a chance to go around the car. Thank you. God bless you. Stay safe.
All right. Appreciate the call. Sergeant, you want to take that one?
Oh, that's a great phone call. I appreciate the comments that were made. Very nice. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot you can do in that situation. It's very frustrating. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're trying to get around someone safely without exceeding the speed limit yourself, and somebody comes up flying up behind you, wants to pass. Don't brake check them. Don't slam them on your brakes to alert them a little bit. And we don't want to create any situation that's even more hazardous. Continue at your speed that you are driving. Get around that vehicle and then pull back into the right lane whenever it's safe to do so is my only suggestion. Don't try to get wrapped up in any revenge or anything to the other driver. But it is something that we do watch out for on the road out there. We pull over people quite often for tailgating.
Brake check them. I didn't know that was the term for every, but I think we've all, you know, been tempted to, when you see somebody just riding you that close, to say, you know, hey, tap the brake a little bit and back them off a little bit. Doesn't always work, but you recommend against that?
Yeah, definitely. For all of our, road rage cases that we write up, that's probably the first sentence in that report that we're writing, is that the guy in front of me brake checked me. So it just can lead to some bad things and some hard feelings out on the roadway, and we don't want that.
Let's get Pat in Bismarck here for Sergeant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead, Pat. You're up.
Yes. My question is, I travel north and south on Highway 85 from Bellfield to Spearfish a couple times a week, and some wide loads have a pilot car, and some loads that seem to be the same width do not have a pilot car, and some seem to be traveling fairly late. I just was curious what the requirements are.
Yep, there's certain requirements but each of them are a little bit different. Depending on the width of the vehicle, length of the vehicle, the route they're traveling, they may be required to have a pilot car. Unfortunately, I do not know the exact specifics of when a pilot car is specifically needed, but it is all spelled out within the motor carrier regulations. But they also should not be traveling past sunset with those vehicles.
And that scale at Bowman's been closed forever. Is that under repair, or just you don't feel it's necessary?
I believe that one, not sure off the top of my head, but it could be one of the sites that was permanently closed.
Okay. Well, it seems like an awful lot of truck traffic for not having any kind of control even to see if they have a driver's license. But have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pat, appreciate the call. One last email message that came in asking whether or not you enforce speed limit with a state fleet, saying it's not uncommon to see a non-police state car pass you without a care in the world.
Absolutely. We get these calls, I shouldn't say all the time, but once in a while we do get calls of a state fleet vehicle exceeding the speed limit. And, yes, we do take enforcement action on them and can also notify their corresponding agency, also the state fleet division, letting them know that, maybe one of their vehicles is exceeding the speed limit, and it's easy to find out who the driver is of those vehicles.
Got it. All right. Well, another fascinating round of Trooper Talk today on the program. Sergeant Iverson, thanks for taking the time, taking all the calls. Look forward to having you back again soon. Take care.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Our best to the entire crew from North Dakota State Highway Patrol, our guests regularly on Trooper Talk here on the program. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your destination for Apache sprayer sales. New and used, they got them all. We've been talking a lot about their ET Ag Center lately. The application parts, not only for Apache sprayers, by the way, for every kind of sprayer, they've got them. And if they don't have them, in some of the in-stock 50,000 parts that they have right there in the locations in Mandan and Fargo, well, they'll get it for you, and they'll get it shipped to your door in a day or two. Plus, of course, they do the equipment service, they do the training. They've got it all. the world's largest source of ag application parts now. This is pretty pretty incredible, this new ET Ag Center. So check it out. The pumps, the transfer pumps, the nozzle bodies, the clamps, the valves, the poly fittings, the spray tips, hand sprayers, all the tubing and hose you need, the product strainers, measuring tools, application control, all under one roof. You can find them, very easy to find on East Side Court, actually, across Main Avenue from Bonanza in Mandan, or call them at 663-2375 in Fargo, too. 297-6464 online, nice and easy, too, at highplainsapache.com. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Fine sponsor of the program. We appreciate them very much. All right, we're going to be cranking up for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference rest of the week. Looking forward to that as well. And, of course, more of your calls, questions, comments. If you just can't wait for the next program to start, we always welcome your opportunity to sound off 24-7, 855-200-1776, press 1, leave a message. Our thanks to Mayor Ward Kozer, our guest earlier, as well as Sergeant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, and all of the calls on all the topics today. Thank you very much. God bless you one and all. Appreciate you listening to What's on Your Mind. Todd, we'll see you tomorrow, fella.
Yeah.
Adios, amigos. Bye-bye.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.